Hello, thank you for joining us to this series of shows, A New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. With us is Nitza Mazuz, as usual. Hello. We are inviting you to join us. We're talking about very, very interesting things here. We're talking about the most intimate relationship, the most meaningful relationship, and the exciting one that we have in our life with our romantic partner, our spouse, and from which, as we talk here in our show, we can develop a relationship with each person everywhere we are, whether at home or at our work or in society, everywhere. So we learned from Rav Lightman that the personal relationship we have is like a laboratory for relationships where each of us can learn who I am, how I relate to the other, and to exercise, experiment, and reach all kinds of interesting results. So here we receive all kinds of exercises, and we progress. So let's delve into our show today. And I would like for Nitza to start with a question that came up from the things we talked about before. So this question is about how we share. Are there things that I should share with my partner? Are there things that I shouldn't share with him? And then we tried it, and I want to ask you if what we did is right. What we shared is that we expressed the opposite of what we judge. If before, let's say, if I think that he's not supportive of me, I verbally say to him, "Thank you for supporting me." And when I say it out loud, then it's as if I committed myself to it. If I only say it within me, then it changes. Is it good to express this way? Well, everything, not just the positive things. You can also talk about weaknesses. Maybe you can expand on this. When such five couples come together and they begin to talk amongst themselves, and each one tells of things. First of all, there's nothing so intimate here. Well, she's talking about what we shared with our spouses at home. That she didn't just do this exercise inside her, but she also told her partner what she's feeling. That's right, 100%. You should tell everything. Between a man and wife, there should be no barrier. Internal barrier, where deep inside us, sometimes we are embarrassed and we don't want to talk about it even with ourselves. Here we speak like psychologists, we're both naked because we accept that this is the way we come from in nature. Each person sees himself from the side, from the outside, and also looks at the other person from the side. We are in a laboratory in which both of us are on this laboratory table. Both of us, meaning my internality and her internality, and then we discuss it without a problem, to the end, without any calculations to the future and the past. And we want to turn these things, all of us, into one. Let's put it all on the table. What's wrong with each of us that we don't want to share as they are, these things as they are? It's my judgment, mutual judgment. Our mutual judgment, and what's good between us that we want to share with one another to develop. So let's talk both about our mutual judgment, our nature, our bad nature, and also about our willingness to rise above our bad nature, and to reach the good connection above it, above this bad system. And these bad systems that we have in our mutual judgment, we hate each other, and we hardly can stay together only because we have to. There's no choice. There's children. There's debts. And we suffer. But how can we make this life a good life? So we talk about it between us. And then we need to open things up. A person's nature, his desires, food, sex, family, money, respect, knowledge, between us? Yes. Jealousy, lust, respect. Yeah, why not? Also about this, you should talk about everything. What will you have to talk about? About each person's internal world. And then about your mutual world, your that we build between us. So first, we in order to begin, we speak between us about the about nature. That's why I said all those different desires, and you add to it lust and jealousy and everything. Talk about it. It's like psychology. In general or our personal stuff? No, in general. Start with the general. This is a person's nature. This is man's nature. And from this common nature, do we find in each of us, in each one of us? So let's open it up. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not afraid. So with me, I have the, such qualities and suspicions and desires and passions and habits. All this stuff that I have in me. I'm not even conscious of it. I need to know about it. Why not? At least I need to know how my partner sees it, my stable partner. And I say all these things out loud. How, no matter how much I don't want to agree with me having these things, how, and though I want to erase them and to belittle them instead of to focus on them. So first of all, we talk about me as if I'm on this table in the laboratory. You open up the internality and you see here it's like this, here it's like that as an actual operation. Both of us talk about me. Do I go first? Does she go first? But both of us. It doesn't matter who goes first. And we all we're both looking at my internality. Yes. And now talk about the other person the same, in the same way. Yes? That's it. This is in order for us to open things a little bit, for it to be open between us, without limits, without limitations, and we speak about it objectively. Objectively meaning without any personal implications. It's not that it's good and or bad. It exists. It's just like I go to a doctor. He doesn't think, is it nice or isn't it nice? He sees the problem and he solves it. He's not allowed to judge anything about me as nice or not. He looks at me like a piece of meat in order to fix it. Right? That's how it should be. And this is how it should also be in our relationship with each other. It's as if we take a picture of what exists. We don't judge it. Well, yeah, you say this is good and this is bad, everything that a person has, but not that there is something personal about it. If I say to you, Oren, you're miserly. I didn't know before I got married to you that I married someone who's so miserly, and that bothers me a lot. So stingy. And I see how you're stingy about this and that. And once we went to a restaurant and for my birthday, and in this restaurant, you only ordered one salad for both of us. This was 10 years ago. And since then, nothing. I wrote it down in my calendar, in my journal. But what's objective about it? She gives me an impression of some quality that she sees inside me, stinginess. Yeah, but she has to float it to tell you. Oh, she told me. because you don't see these things about yourself. Okay, so a few more of these things. And also at night, when you get up to pee all the time, you constantly have to wake me up. You can't do it gently. Okay. Another thing. You get up 5 minutes before you have to leave the house, and I have to rush and make you all the toasts and more things like that. So she needs to share these things with you, but you need to discuss it. She's helping you acknowledge what's bad in you. That's great. It's excellent. So just if you could explain what you meant by objective. I didn't understand. With love, or at least like a doctor. When the doctor analyzes you or diagnoses you, before that he had some coffee with a cookie and wrote something down, you tell him, he explains to you what you have, even a psychiatrist or a psychologist. This is not good in you, and this quality and that quality, and da-da-da-da-da. And you leave him with a broken heart, and then he continues to work something, takes his cookie again with his coffee. Of course, because he's not emotionally involved with you. You came, you gave the money, and you left. Come again tomorrow. That's called objective, when I rise above my personal attitude and I tell you what I see in you without connecting it to me. But slowly, slowly, we're not psychologists. Listen, let's take an example like this. You now go and to your new job. In this new job now, for a whole week, you're being tested. And you're sitting there, and I see that you're very concerned. How are you going to go through this stage of this taken? And it's very important for you to be accepted there. And now I, lovingly, without anything to do with me, tell you, as a wife who knows her husband, all the things that you should be aware of and be careful from, because I see it together with you, for you not to do these things there. And then you see me, even though it's unpleasant for you to hear, and it's unpleasant for you to see me telling you this, but you rise above your ego and hear these things and say, you don't cancel them out and say, yeah, it doesn't matter, everything will work out. It's very important. And you take these things seriously. And you're aware of this. And you're thankful to me for preparing you in such a way. Because I said, really, when you make some coffee, don't throw that away. And if you want to clean your nose, then do it in this way. All kinds of things like that. I'm telling you for your own good. So it's not like a doctor, but it's like a person who participates in this with love, out of concern. So both of us have concern here for the same interest. Yes, we both want to reach connection. But in the example that you gave, I see that both the wife and the husband are concerned about the husband being accepted. So even if she says these things, she'll say them gently. He'll understand that she's saying it for his own good. And this kind of attitude we need to reach. Yes? Okay, I understood from this example. I don't know how we'll do this, but I understood. So from this attitude, and this is called with love. So lovingly, the first stage is to put on the table first me, then her, and each one sees what they see in such a loving attitude, right? That's the first stage. Yeah, we do an evening like this. I come home, we open a bottle of wine. No, not a meal. We open a bottle of wine. And together with my wine, I like some Greek salad with feta cheese and toasts. And we talk. We speak calmly with a little sip of wine of this. We float. We even light a candle. And I assume that it was all in the good atmosphere. Yes, but it's important for us to put out all these things from inside us so that it's not a secret. It's not that each one keeps it inside him and the other doesn't want to hear, but we're open. It's not that we're physically naked. You can go out to the street and see that. But the person opened himself up completely before his partner. And what next? And then it's the partner, the other person. Clear. So we both brought up everything inside me, everything in her, and now on the table we has like a list. No, you don't need a list. We don't even want to remember it. We don't want to remember it. All these crimes, we don't want to remember them. These are the crimes. We take them out, put them out. Each one spoke of the other. In short, everything. We opened it up and now. So now between us we have such a pile of trash. A great pile. How do we rise above it? That's it. So if we begin to... Usually what we do is all we see is this pile of trash. And then how can you? Only if we rise above it. Rise above. And we don't promise ourselves, then it's certain that if tomorrow we'll do the same thing, the pile will grow even bigger. Why not? Of course it grows. It's life. This is how we develop. So don't think it's just a one-time operation. But now we do an opposite exercise. Let's rise above this trash. I want to love the other person. Not in the way that I see him. This trash has come off my eyes. But as he sees, he's seen in clean eyes. Eyes that are clean of my judgment. I didn't understand. Yeah, I also didn't understand. We begin an opposite exercise. We have this pile of trash. This was phase A. We take it off. We take it away. We take down this table with the trash. What would you mean, take down? It doesn't blind me. Doesn't hide the other from me. How do you take it off? What do you mean you bring it down, you take it off? It's not a glass. All this half hour that we were talking, even these last 2 hours that we spoke to one another, so that all this stuff won't remain a secret. We finished it. We opened it up. We vomited it out. Now I'm clean. That's it. Now I need to look at her, to her, as if I'm looking at, just like that moment when I looked at her at one point in life and decided I am marrying her. Okay? Maybe it wasn't more than one moment, but this moment I want to freeze. The best moment, the best. When she was perfect. Oh, I was blind. Never mind, that's not what you're looking at now. I'm going with you and I'm joking now, I'm joking. When she was perfect in my eyes. That's it. You bring back this moment, and I want to freeze this moment. That's it. Just like in Faust, to freeze this moment. That's it. And it's an exercise. And with that, we continue. Now, it's not all. After we've stabilized ourselves in this exercise. We speak about it now, how perfect she is and how perfect I am. This I like. Yes, you like it? Yes. To say no about this? To tell him how perfect he is? No, for him to tell me. Oh. So we begin to coat this trash in this chocolate coating with cakes and roses and ice cream and all kinds of things. This trash is inside, but we coat it in a way that, yes? We talk and talk and talk in this nice way, in this very, very nice way, about each other's greatness. What is greatness? Greatness is how the other has good inclinations, how such a special woman she is, and what a special personality, and everything. You can talk here about the most intimate things in the perfect way, and you'll see how this really influences you, and you'll begin to approach her to everything, to her, to sex. Everything will change completely. It's clear, right? It's all in our minds. Now, after we spoke openly, each of us to the other, it's quite a competition even, but not nonsense, but deep things that you want to discover in the other, opposite things to your judgment. I don't understand. It's positive judgment, not negative. I understand that you don't understand. No, I'll tell you the last thing I understood and then repeat from there because I didn't grasp. I say how what a special woman she is, what a special inclination is, everything perfect, right? And she's the same, she says the same for me. Now what? I say all these good qualities that I see, and she says the same. I don't understand the next stage. Now, that's just the coating. That's right, a chocolate coating on the pile of trash. So this is the stage of coating the trash with chocolate. No, the chocolate on top of the trash. Okay. Now, the next phase. The next phase is the action. Now you've only reached the good intentions towards each other's, but after the intentions, you need to have the actions. The intentions strengthen the action. Sorry, the actions strengthen the intentions, and they seal them. The actions. In these actions, you need to speak to her about the next stage. What would you like from me? And what would I like from you? Each one opens up towards the other what he would like. From the general things to the smallest and intimate details, all of them. Yes? That's it. Each one does this with the other. And you should try to be integrated by these desires of the other. What does that mean? That I want to absorb her desires, what she expects from me. But she tells me about everything. And she takes in all that I would want. And she receives them, and after that we reach the action. And then we become one body. And from here we arrive at the next exercise. That this is how I need to treat each and every person in the world. Can I ask? Of course, there it's different conditions, but actually it's the same principle. Can I ask? Yes? I understood here everything, and it does seem very powerful, and we'll do this exercise. Now, it's very interesting to do, and it's practical. What more do we need? There's no machinery, you know, nothing. It's, yeah, but it confuses me with a previous exercise that you taught us with the mirror. Yeah, I was also kind of confused. The mirror is more philosophical. That's why I said that I use the word criticism instead of evil inclination. Now it's easier. No, this is great. This is something we'll do. But with the mirror, I said that what I see in her is mine, and what she sees in me is hers. It's philosophy. We shouldn't do that exercise of the mirror? I don't know. At least not immediately. What's the first one? This one is the last one that we did. That's the first one. It's understandable. It's easy. It releases a lot of tension. So that's the first one. Afterwards, at some point, let them develop. It's like with us, when a person just arrives at the study, what does he understand? Then gradually he begins to open up himself and to see, and the small things become great and more complex. He looks inside, he sees. First it was just a small marble, and now it's a big thing. Give people time to develop, to open things up. Okay, so that's the first exercise on the condition that the teacher comes from BB. Because otherwise they won't advance. In the general process, you mean, in leading these couples. Yes, that's clear. That's elementary. But I mean this couple. This is the first exercise. Exercise number one. Not the previous exercises that we learned. This one. Yes. Do you think it's just one exercise? No, no, no. Of course, it's got many stages, of course. Many layers. You will teach this for an entire month, and you'll teach it in different parts, and again, by the time that you build for them to, before they're able to perceive it and to absorb it and to be able to live this process with all the details and see that how it influences their lives and how it changes. And maybe you should even make a TV series out of it. Let's not talk about them in the third person. We want to get into the state in which Nietzsche and I really represent this couple that is learning from you in action. So today we learn this exercise, and I will try to manifest it in my life. And so I have a small question about quantities. As I saw here, it's a whole evening. To do this exercise, you need an entire evening. Maybe it won't be enough. Of course. It seems something very guided. There are five phases that are very special. I can't stop in the middle. I can't stop in the pile of trash. We're not going to go to sleep with a pile of trash in the middle, right? At least not until the stage of action. We have to. I see this as a process that's complete. You're right, but I think they'll be exhausted much before the second or third stage. So maybe we can decide between us that we'll now talk about five qualities or 10, or maybe talk for 15 minutes about each part, each phase. Okay, so work with a clock. Because, you know, about the faults that I see, we can talk for 2 weeks. Each stage, 15 minutes. I think there are five. I think there are about five stages. So it's complete. That's what I'm asking, because I want to actualize it. We start and finish. Senka calls it five islands or something. Yeah, so let's say that we did this, or five lakes. So we did this for the first time. It took us an evening. In your feeling for a completely typical couple, just like Nietzsche and I are representing to you here in the studio, it's a couple that knows what you talked about in the previous talks with us, everything that you said, we know the mirror, everything else. When, if we just did this now for the first time, when would you like us to repeat it? After how much time? You don't need to repeat it. You need to play at it all the time. Each time you'll discover a little bit of the pile of trash, a little bit of the coding, a little bit of her desire and your desire, the integration of your desires, their influence, your influence towards her, all the time. You need to be in this exercise constantly. And each evening, you need to repeat this discussion, let's say 1 hour. And we'll have, say, these different stages, 15 minutes each. I don't know how it will be clear for you. And it needs to be this way each evening. It's got to be like a law. Except if on a certain day of the week, you want to have like a weekly meeting with all the other couples. And there, you receive an impression from them. I think if we would have gone through this process even without couples, if just we would have given a TV series like this, if people would learn from this and connect to it, it would be beneficial. I have another question. I understood these 15 minutes, that it happens at the end of the day. I want to ask, I feel that it's very important what our approach is at the beginning of such an exercise. Two people that are going to do an operation, perform an operation on the operation table, objectively, above all our feelings and our minds and our memories and everything. We want to solve this problem and build a perfect life, and we shouldn't have any personal touch on this. There's children, there's our home, and we need to keep up our family, and in general, we should stop suffering. Let's do something good. This is clear, just like in every family. Things like the ones you spoke about now, do we need to speak about them together as a previous stage to this exercise? Of course, we need a lot of explaining. Besides, these exercises are, they come after a person receives a lot of theory, a certain amount of knowledge about man's nature, his urges, his inclinations, all kinds of the strange things that can maybe exist. He needs to come to a neutral state in which we see ourselves as creation, as people, as animals, animals that live human lives and personal lives. We have such internal barriers that we suffer because of them. We have shame, even shame towards myself that doesn't allow me to be honest with myself on the inside. I close off for myself all kinds of qualities and problems that I have, and so I suffer my entire life, and of course with others. How can we be free, completely free? Just like babies or animals. To throw away the bad person within us, to open us ourselves up to complete freedom, to let everything out. So at least let's try to do this in our family. With that, a person heals himself and reaches such a state of life and health, something completely new. In these words, you understand that I'm hiding the matter of the influence of the light, that I don't know, we're here in the classroom. So this stage of the correct approach to this exercise that has many stages, you spoke of all kinds of things, theoretical knowledge. You have to have that. Okay, so I hope you'll give us this theoretical knowledge here. And you spoke about the approach to this exercise with many stages. I'm trying to understand, what is the first stage? Rav said before that we sit together, we open a bottle of wine, we talk together, it's important to let everything out. This is the stage of organizing my approach, because I need to organize my head. I just came from work. No. Before that, you have, let's say, 5 or 10 meetings, either on TV that you watch, or physical meetings somewhere, in which you study what is man's nature, what a little bit of psychology of a person. You have to, otherwise you'll sit one in front of another like two idiots, and then what will you do? So you'll teach us all of these things? Of course. You have to. What, are we just taking people off the street? What do they know? Some young couple who are 25. What do they know of life? Even people who are 55 don't know much of life. That's right. So you're going to give us this knowledge, what, in the next meetings, this theory of man's nature and his impulses and everything? Perhaps, although we already spoke about all of this. We are already on the 34th show. But we are a new classroom. No, but let's not talk about this right now. Just so you know, there is a line after you. I have a lot more. Okay, so things outside the classroom aren't relevant. How much time do you think we'll need for these meetings? However much you want. I don't think it's a matter of desire. It's a matter of necessity. Okay, this is not relevant. Everyone here is with us. So after you've given us this theory, give them all this theory that they need. They have it inside them. And now, in action, it's 7 p.m. A person has just finished his workday. The lady also finished her workday. There are people who already have received all this knowledge and theory and everything. Now they're going to do this exercise. They turn on the clock. We're working by the clock. Yes, just like in checkmate, in chess. So I don't exactly understand this phase. They need to go through something that will kind of dust them off from their day. Well, yeah, they can raise a toast with their wine. Okay, they'll have the wine, but does there need to be a certain stage here? Because there's a stage in the exercise where you begin to talk about the good things we see in each other. I'm telling you, it's a pity to make a sort of ceremony out of this. We need to sit one across from the other, not aside, not to the side, but in front. In the middle of us, there's a table with a little food, maybe some coffee, some cake. I'm not talking about wine and candles. And we begin just like two scientists. But they need to receive this approach in a previous meeting with us, and they need to receive it from us. So we'll even maybe do some examples with them, maybe a small light workshop. They will do it together with us in our center, in our classroom. So it won't be on the same evening, on a different day. Yes, but just a little bit to give them an example. So do you want them to do something from what you told them in that evening when they're sitting together? No, but they should have this example. So they're sitting one across from the other, like in a coffee shop, with a cup of coffee and some cake. And then we should write down for them how they begin. They have to have instructions. They have in front of them. What do they need to do? Now they need to speak about one of them and then about the other, just like we said about the trash inside each one of them in an objective way. But aren't you afraid that this first stage is to begin with that? No, I add objectively, and you don't want to hear this word. We need to prepare them to understand what does objective mean. But you prepare them on a different day, you said. Okay, so prepare a preparation here. You're right. So that we'll have a preparation where we are now approaching a special exercises that it's one of the exercises that will help us become a happy family. And in order to reach the state that we're a happy family, we need to become as one man in one body, Adam and Eve together. This rib will come back to me. Okay? How do we do this? So, we have in front of us five stages that we need to go through in speech and in action. These actions are so and so and so. Let's begin, or even we don't start yet. Let's talk about it a little bit. But let's begin this first stage. I press the clock. Let's say I have 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and we're talking about me. And then we start the clock and talk for 10 minutes about her. The trash exists, is there. Now, let's put on pink glasses, good glasses, and so on. What did you want to ask? Well, we'll talk about this again. You're right that we need to perfect it, and there needs to be a preparation, a conversation before. It takes some openness, some trust in order to begin such a process. It's true, we're doing this together, we're putting things on the table, but slowly, slowly. You don't need to do this all at once. 10 minutes are enough, maybe even 5 minutes, and then proceed. Also in layers, in slices, to take off the skin from one another. Just like an onion, you take one layer and another layer off. Don't put the heavy things, the serious trash, like onions. So you mean start with the light things? Like the top layer of the trash. So the most prominent things. And then from the inside. Today we'll talk about my mother and your mother. But we start from an easy level. Yes, from the light to the heavy. Otherwise we'll be stuck on the first stage. Until we reach our relatives. And so as deep as we go, do I need to have more love? Yeah, it's five stages. I'm already looking to afterwards. You need to feel and finish this exercise with this happiness where you feel that you're a perfect couple. You'll feel we're not us, it's one. And you go to the bedroom, let's say. You have to have a connection, an agreement here that's very nice. Doesn't matter what you do afterwards, but it has to be an internal connection. I have to ask a question that a friend asked me, if that's okay. No, let's ask about this. We woke up in the morning. You're constantly in this exercise. But now I'm being concrete. I woke up in the morning. My spouse woke up in the morning. We went to sleep as one, the internal connection and so on. Now we woke up in the morning. I don't think we need to talk about this so much, but you feel what this vibration that you're on. The deeds need to be different. You call her. I don't need to talk about it. We need to return to this vibration of thought. Does it need to be accidental or is it planned? No, you need to remind yourself of it. Well, for example, ask for some phone service that will ring you. What will they say on the phone? on all crimes? That is your love covering all the crimes or not? The question. Does your love cover all your crimes? Good. Usually, you don't remember each other during the day. That's what I'm saying. You want there to be mutual support. So through such reminders, even in my mail and etc. Okay, that's what I wanted to understand. You had a question? Yes, I have a question from a friend who I'm telling this process that we're going through, and she's really jealous because her spouse, her husband, he's not willing to cooperate in anything. Not with me, but with her. That's right, he's in a completely different place, but they're together, they live together. So she asked me, will it be enough for her to come to this course? Would it be enough for her to go through this alone, or do they have to do it together? He doesn't even see her attitude towards him? Wait, you don't hear me. I come home. There's food? Good. There's the bed? Good. Everything's organized, everything's good. Just like with a mother. I eat, I drink, I take a shower, I go to sleep, I get up in the morning, I go, I leave. Each day I come home, so I eat, go to bed, in the morning I leave. Except for that, I don't care about anything. I bring her my salary, she has no complaints about that, but that is my attitude. Right. So if she treats me better or worse, all I want is food and clean clothes and be well. Right, that's it. Right, he doesn't show any interest. Is it to that extent? Or maybe if she starts to treat him once good and once badly, and to show him that she has mood swings. Let's see how that influences him. Does it influence him or not? If he is influenced by that, then he will have a problem. How does he organize a better relationship with her? Or maybe it won't influence him. That's the question. This is the test. Maybe he doesn't care. There are some people, there are certain men who are like that. I come home, I just want this and this and that, I bring you a salary, it's just like in a hotel. I receive it and goodbye. Let's say he's a person like you described. There's nothing you can do. Yeah, nothing I can do, I understand, but what does that mean, that there's nothing you can do? I don't think that here you should invest a lot of energy in order to try to change him, because all in all, there is no good or bad, that there is a lack of connection. But there's children, there's the house, there's everything. So it's life. Let's say that's the way it is, that's the status. I don't see anything bad about it, because the evil isn't being revealed, what we need to correct. The wife demands feelings and a good attitude. If her normal needs are met, just like when in the chupa, then that's it. If she would have been glad, if he would have joined her to this process, and he doesn't want to do it, then you said what to do. Create the small manipulations. Let's say that it doesn't work, and she has despaired from him. And still, the question is this. If a woman who goes through our course alone, will that help her in her life? Will she be able to learn things from this course? Because you're teaching us interactions between partners. The question is, if only one of the partners come to this course, will it help them to improve their lives? I don't know. It's very difficult, because she'll see how everyone progresses there and how they're interacting nicely together, and she doesn't have anything. Forget it. Maybe we talk about a classroom of singles. Let's say we have such 10 people that only one side comes. Not just one side, but the other side doesn't want to come. So there is no point in doing this. No, we need to go through a completely different course that's just about the interaction between people, not between romantic partners. Of course, there's a big difference between your living room and your bedroom. So her interest is to learn. If you teach her this, then she'll break the family apart because she'll demand from him a relationship that he's not even able to give her, even more than before. She'll completely see him as a rock. And she becomes completely sensitive and excited. So what will come of it? You will raise her to such a level of sensitivity and need from him that she won't be able to take him. No, she puts up with it. Maybe she doesn't suffer so much. It's a habit. She has the salary and what she needs for her kids, and she has what she needs. She buys herself a dress to calm herself or go and sit at a coffee shop with friends. So then you don't see that we need to develop some sort of guidance for... We are now receiving guidance that we need to use in our partnership. Right, because she doesn't have a partnership in her life. She's not living with a partner. She's living with someone that supplies her needs. There's no relationship. Her home can't become a laboratory for the correction of herself to develop the person within her. I wouldn't want to endanger her partnership in such a way. If one of the sides doesn't want it, then the other can't. You're going on a dangerous thing here. Okay, so that's what we're trying to find out here. Both partners need to do it. If both of them come, yes. If not, no. If both of them came and one of them doesn't want to continue, then the other also needs to go. So what about singles that don't have a relationship? Singles. Or completely singles, not people who are coming without their mate. That's something else. That's the general interaction with any person, whoever they may be. Social connection. Another question that came up from previous conversations that people listened to has to do with this matter of the mirror. We have a few more minutes, so if you could answer that, it could help. So you said that a person needs to see the other as a mirror that shows him his own flaws and his progress. So this person asked, how do I make this mirror of mine objective so I won't see through a twisted mirror? Because when we're angry, we see everything twisted. I don't want to talk about that right now. It will confuse. Let's put that aside. We have still a few more lessons to talk about that. Another thing that came up was you said that each person in the partnership naturally is concerned about himself. That's our perception of life. I care about myself and she cares about herself. What do I get married for? That's right. So the question was very simple. I want to see something on television and she wants to see something else. Is that called, is that an expression of a person's ego? You talk about the ego a lot. You're pulling me back again to, no, we want you to define the ego. You spoke about the ego that we need to rise above to transcend in our romantic partnership. So if I have a desire for something and she has an opposite desire, and I say no, what I want is what will happen. Is that our ego that we need to transcend? Yes, of course. So can you try and define how I identify what is this negative thing above which I need to rise? Why would you want to rise above your negativity? Just adhere yourself to her desire. Why would you want to work on the negative? Work on the positive, on her desire. Constantly feel what she wants and do it, instead of constantly feeling what you want and not do it. So So when we say to transcend, that means leave the bad and do good. So you're talking about a lot about transcendence. What am I rising above? Above your not wanting to agree and your impulses and your desire to uphold yourself. But if you've done this annulment of your desires, then continue with her, and that's it. Exit yourself, and that's it, and then continue above your reason. What does that mean? Above all your personal calculations. Okay, I have no more questions for today. I think what you said at the end explained to me the difference between work that's inside my own desires, inside my own ego, that I constantly want to manifest my own desires and evolve myself, and the difference between that and leaving my desires on the side and trying to fulfill my partner's desires. And it's a great difference between sinking within yourself and exiting yourself. And then you'll understand that you have no desires at all, that even your desires are not yours, but they come in this natural impulse from somewhere inside. And if you rise above that, then you're actually fulfilling them correctly. That's later, when we see the system better, and then we'll see that all in all, everything is organized in such a way, in this mutual way, only so that I'll be able to connect and to feel these external vessels. Okay, thank you very much for today. I think we're going to end the show. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you to you for being with us. And we have an exercise with a lot of stages to do at home. Good luck. And until next time, thank you and goodbye.